Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9 radio around the world that goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Subject of our talk today is Psalm 119. Psalm 119, as we mentioned, it's got a lot of verses, a great many verses, and it is divided up into 22 sections. Each section consists of 8 verses, and in Hebrew, the first letter of each verse begins with one letter of the alphabet in its order. In other words, the first 8 verses begin with the first letter of the alphabet, all begin with the first letter of the alphabet. Next 8 verses all begin with the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet. A third set of 8 verses begin with the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and so on through all the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And each and every verse in this 176 long verse psalm recalls the Torah, recalls the commandments. Every verse somehow or other mentions the prescripts and the commandments and the law, the Torah. We're now talking about Beth, the second set of 8 verses. This set begins with 119 verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. How shall a young man cleanse his way? That's what it asks. What does it mean by young man? In Hebrew it says nar, and this indeed usually means a young man, but it can also mean a novice, an apprentice, someone who learns. Joshua, in Exodus 33:11, is referred to as a young man. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And where it says Joshua, a young man, he was about 80 years old at the time, or close to it. He was not a young man, not at least according to how we consider young men to be. Chronologically, he was not a young man. He may well have been fit and hale and hearty, but no matter how athletic he may well have been, as we consider things to be today, we would not call him a young man. But the word used for young man, nar, as an additional connotation, it can also mean understudy, or someone who's learning something, or a practitioner, or someone who's doing an apprenticeship, as we mentioned. Joshua was the understudy of Moses. In a sense, all of us are young men. We're all young men, or we are novices. We're all beginning. In some way or other, we're all beginning. This day is the first day of the end of your life. This day is the first day of the rest of your life. We've all heard that. It's existentialist slogan, and it's true. Every day is a new day, and every day we hope to do better than we did the day before, and we hope to benefit from the lessons and experiences that we have accumulated. And we hope, we wish, and we'd like to think that we are only improving from day to day. This is how we should approach the Almighty. We should consider ourselves a young man, a novices, people who are just beginning. So we've learned a little bit. We have a little bit of experience behind us, but we're prepared to learn more and we're prepared to begin again. The second verse goes on, 119:10. With my whole heart have I sought thee, let me not wander from thy commandments. This whole section is called Beth. 119 Beth. Every verse in this section begins with the word whose first letter is Beth, Bet in Hebrew, modern spoken Hebrew. King James translation of the Bible, it has Beth, and that is fair enough. That is how Bet can be pronounced. And he goes on 119:10, with my whole heart have I sought thee, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. We ask God to guide us and help us not to depart from the particular course in life that the Almighty has set before us. Ask God to help us and show us what we must do and help us to do it. 119:11, thy word have I hid my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word of the Almighty. He put it in his heart. We put it in the heart. We keep it with us. We try and remember it, and in a time of adversity and temptation, we try and put it into practice and recall it and use it to save us from temptation and save us from falling down. We must learn the Bible, if possible, memorize verses from Scripture, at least be very familiar with the Bible. We should take to heart the overall message of Scripture, should keep it with us. We should use it when we need it. It should be ready for us. We should keep it with us, ready for us, ready for action, ready to be put into practice when necessary. 119:12 said, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. It is God to teach us general rules of conduct, to know what to do instinctively. Even if we do not always have rational explanations for what we are doing, we want God to help us, to guide us, and to help us to instinctively do the right thing when we are tested. This is what we ask God to help us with. 119:13 says, with my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. It's good to openly declare these truths that we believe in. It strengthens us and makes us an impression upon others. Through the enunciation of our faith, insights into ourselves and into our surroundings may be obtained. 119:14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. Knowledge is power and riches. Knowledge vitalizes us. The Bible gives us life. It invigorates us. It makes us what we are. It makes us dynamic. It helps us. It really does make us young men. We experience the delight and joys of childhood, of youth, all over again. In some cases, we never really experienced them when we were young. It gives us a second chance at renewal. This is what the Bible does for us. It's worth it. It's worth the money. People pay money for this. And they don't get it. We can have it whenever we need it just by opening the Bible and living with it. And in 19:15 says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Remember, he mentions precepts, and every single verse mentions thy ways, precepts, thy word, thy testimonies, judgments, statutes, thy word, every single verse. As we have mentioned in this whole psalm, the whole 176 verses, it all revolves around this theme of keeping the law, keeping the word, keeping the commandments. Every verse refers to it in some way or other. 119:16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word. So that is the same thing as we've been saying, as this whole section seems to be centered upon. We have a take pleasure, we delight, we enjoy learning, we enjoy keeping the law. It is a source of happiness to us. We will not forget it. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Thank you.